You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning to everybody except for Prince Philip. It is the 9th of April, 2021. You're watching American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we all shed a single tear for Chief Vampire Prince Philip, husband of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II. He is dead at the age of 99. We all weep with people of Britain for the passing of this decrepit old ghoul. Yeah, good riddance. Here's something to remember about Prince Philip. Now that he has passed, you know, perhaps, as he believes, he may be reincarnated. And as he stated in an interview in 1998, if he was going to be reincarnated, he'd like to come back as a disease. In the event that I'm reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus to contribute something to solving overpopulation. Absolute scumbag. Good riddance. Here's what he and the rest of the elites think about you, human vermin scum. Roll the tape.
Royal Highness Prince Charles, who can trace his ancestry back to Romania's dark and distant past.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, you see. So I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
Stealing people alive. Forcing mothers to devour their own children. According to your own census, you killed over 100,000 people.
Forgeries and lies.
Do you deny that you murdered your own people?
Those who broke the law were punished.
What do you see as the biggest challenges in conservation?
Yeah, the growing human population. Because if where we are, there's nothing else.
And do you have views about what should be done about that?
Can't you guess?
We've got to stabilize the population. When I was born, there were
so what's wrong with the population? I mean,
we're too many people. That's what. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
Back in 1997, when Ted Turner announced his historic support for the United Nations, no one could have known how the foundation would evolve and what its role would be. Today, we know that Ted Turner has delivered beyond anyone's best hopes. The UN Foundation has become the United Nations' best friend.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident.
New World Order, Mr. Rothschild?
Right.
New World Order. Depopulation.
Listen, who are you?
Genocide.
This equation has four factors. A little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra, but let's take a look.
The myth of overpopulation originated in England in 1798, when a vicar named Thomas Malthus, who fancied himself something of a mathematician, saw that food production increased incrementally, but people reproduced exponentially. He sat down and did some simple math, and summarily decided that the world would be out of food by 1890. He blamed reduced mortality rates, and recommended killing off the have-nots of society, lest the haves starve to death. This cry was taken up by Paul Ehrlich of Stanford University in 1968, who claimed that reckless human reproduction had overwhelmed the Earth. Massive famines would result, which would destroy, best-case scenario, one-fifth of humanity by the end of the 70s, and the planet would follow. This fear produced large donations for the newly created UNFPA, which thrives on an imagined crisis that has been both imminent and rescheduled again and again over the past two centuries. The truth of the matter is that every family on this planet could have a house, with a yard, and all live together on a landmass the size of Texas, which is really just a small corner of the planet. The population of Earth will peak in 30 years, and then start to go back down. We're not overpopulated.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products to eat at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. This is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on InfoWars.com and band.video. Let's begin today, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 9th of April, 2021. Prince Philip, husband of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, has died at age 99. He hopes to be reincarnated as a deadly disease to deal with the problem of overpopulation. Unfortunately for Prince Philip, reincarnation isn't real, and he'll be burning in hell. Moving on, Biden yesterday announced a slate of gun control actions. His claim is that gun control represents a, quote, public health crisis. We'll get more into this in today's program, but just know public health crisis is now the watchword the dictators will use to justify any restrictions of your rights, as CDC also now declares racism a serious public health threat. That's right. The Center for Disease Control, that is in charge of managing America's response to outbreaks of actual diseases, is now claiming that racism is a disease that it needs to help eradicate. The Capitol riot defendants, who are now sitting in jail, this story is absolutely incredible, allege beatings by jail guards. From Politico.com, tensions are running high between guards and inmates at a D.C. jail housing many of the defendants in January 6 cases, with at least one of these prisoners alleging he was brutally beaten by correctional officers. For weeks, Capitol riot defendants are being held in Washington and are complaining that they've been locked in their cells with virtually no human contact for 23 hours a day. And in a startling graphic account offered publicly in court on Tuesday by one such inmate, Ronald Sandlin, went farther, alleging that guards have subjected those charged in the January 6th events to violence, threats, and verbal harassment. He says, quote, "Myself and others involved in the January 6th incident are scared for our lives. Not from each other, but from correctional officers." In an unusual direct plea to the judge, Sandlin and other Capitol riot defendant Ryan Samsel, quote, "was severely beaten by correctional officers, is now blind in one eye, and has a skull fracture and detached retina." This is just the beginning of a story that we'll get more into later in the program. But just know, now, if you participate in a peaceful protest, if you walk onto the property of the government without their explicit permission, prepare to be held in captivity, alone in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day, beaten within an inch of your life, charged with sedition, perhaps to be subjected to that treatment for the next 10 to 20 years, and your fellow Americans will laugh at you. We'll get into that more a little bit later. From InfoWars.com, YouTube CEO calls for global coalitions to address content that is, quote, legal, but could be harmful. Harmful to what exactly? I think we all know who it's going to be harmful against. Them. Dissidents. If you are in disagreement with them, you will be eliminated and your speech will be destroyed. This, of course, was during an appearance at the World Economic Forum, their global technology governance summit in 2021, where more than 40 governments and 150 companies meet to ensure, quote, the responsible design and employment of emerging technologies. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki expressed support for tech platforms moderating content that, quote, technically legal but could be harmful, and praised global coalitions that help big tech coordinate and automate their censorship efforts. This is not making national news, and I'll leave it up to you to figure out why. Former NFL pro guns down five people in South Carolina, including a doctor and his two children. He's a Christian doctor, and he's an author of a book called Angels in the ER. His name was Robert D. Leslie. He was murdered in his own home Wednesday afternoon, along with his wife and his two grandchildren, who both were under 10. The grandchildren's ages were 5 and 9, and also a worker at his house, I believe, was shot to death. So there you go. Black guy murders in cold blood a family, including two children under 10, and it's hardly even making the headlines, except for the fact that he's a celebrity. So, of course, the discussion is, did football do this? No, he did. Absolutely incredible. Speaking of incredible, this story from GatewayPundit.com. You got played, kids. Albion College students held campus boycott and massive march against racism over a hate hoax. Yet another hate hoax. Again, I appeal to you, find me one legitimate example of a hate crime like this in the recent years, really, 4 years. Every single time there's one of these, a swastika drawn on a door, KKK white power graffiti drawn on the wall. It was, of course, a 21-year-old black male who was caught at having made this graffiti. So hate crime hoax, but that won't stop the ridiculous children at Albion College from protesting against racism. Anyway, breaking exclusive from Gateway Pundit, surprise, surprise, FBI again requests delays in production of records in Seth Rich case. So yes, 5 years after Seth Rich was gunned down, they say in a botched robbery, they're still not releasing any information about this. And with every delay, they increase suspicion, or in our case, confirmation, that what we're being told is not nearly the full truth. The National Archives has asked Twitter if they can keep a record of Trump's old tweets since he was kicked off the platform. Twitter says no. National Archives cannot resurrect Trump's tweets, Twitter says. Twitter spokesperson Trenton Kennedy says the teams are working with NARA on the preservation of real Donald Trump's tweets as a standard with any administration transition, but they will not be made available so they can be preserved as a part of the congressional record. Essentially, Twitter now in charge of what your government is allowed to tell you or not, I guess. Absolutely ridiculous. Princeton limits white male admissions to around 14% of their next class. Around 68% of the admitted applicants from the U.S. identify as so-called, quote, persons of color. Putting these numbers together, we see that only 28% of admittees are white Americans, which is less than half of that relatively small group are male. Whites make up much more than one-third of American students. Thus, whites are severely underrepresented in the groups of American students Princeton has admitted to the class of 2025. Princeton's class of domestic students won't, quote, look like America, as the saying goes. New York has announced that they are going to pay undocumented immigrants up to $15,600 for lost work during the pandemic. That's right. Undocumented immigrants only will be eligible for up to $15,600 in compensation for work they missed out on during the pandemic. Citizens of New York, not so lucky. Let's see here. Somebody printed all of my things twice, and now I'm confused. Elon Musk has revealed a Neuralink experiment that shows a monkey playing Pong with his mind. That's right. A brain-machine interface developed by Neuralink and Elon Musk on Friday posted a YouTube video where a monkey can be seen playing a video game by navigating an on-screen cursor using nothing but his mind. In an article by The Conversation, or in The Conversation by author Jennifer Ho, she says that white supremacy is the root of all race-related violence in America. That's right. And we'll get into this as well. but she explicitly here makes the point that when a black person attacks a white an Asian person, she says the encounter is fueled perhaps by racism, but specifically by white supremacy. Quote, white supremacy does not require a white person to perpetuate it. Border agents took in 172,000 illegal immigrants into custody in March alone, statistics show. When the CBP published these numbers, they actually had to expand the y-axis of their graph because the amounts of people coming into the country illegally is literally off the charts. Meanwhile, while peaceful protesters are being tortured and brutalized in prison, the D.C. police chief prosecuting the teens who killed the Uber Eats driver say they will not be prosecuting them because, quote, it won't bring back the lost loved ones. Begging the question, what does he think justice is? Does he think that's the purpose of putting people in jail? Is he an idiot?
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship in your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, All of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal. You're watching us on InfoWars.com and Band.video. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines early today. The crew is just suggesting, if you want to call in and eulogize Prince Philip, if you want to call in and pay your respects to the now having passed decrepit old ghoul, if you'd like to provide a little obituary for him, let us know how you feel about the passing of this great, austere, genocidal maniac. Go ahead and give us a call. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls all throughout today's program. And in the third hour, I'll be joined in studio by Drew Hernandez to talk about some of his experiences on the border this week and this month, and just what it's like being an on-the-ground reporter in some of the most insane situations our country has ever seen over the last year. That will be very fun, and we'll be welcoming him to the studio in the third hour. But first, let us discuss what is at the top of every news page and at the forefront of every news channel today. It is the death of Prince Philip, husband of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II. He is dead at 99. A little unfair, isn't it? You marry the queen and you don't even get to be the king. You're still just a prince. Such a shame. Of course, this is being receiving breathless coverage from the mainstream news. A place like MSNBC now has a watch on the royal palace. And they're keeping you up to date on the very many ceremonies that will go on to honor this great individual who did nothing to earn his title, was born into it, and wielded his mass power to put forward a eco-fascistic policy of human elimination. And I'm not kidding. This is what these people believe. And it wasn't just Prince Philip. There is a reason I have deep, abiding disdain for the royal family. And this has a lot to do with it. In 1988, Prince Philip was quoted as saying, quote, "In the event that I'm reincarnated, I'd like to return as a deadly virus to contribute something to solving overpopulation." It's like you hear Alex Jones, you hear us on InfoWars talk about the depopulation agenda, talking about the true motives and beliefs of the people at the top. And the royal family embodies that most clearly from the alleged pedophile prince and his deep and abiding friendship with Jeffrey Epstein to Prince Charles coming out and saying the Great Reset represents, or the pandemic represents, a very short window, an opportunity for us to take advantage of to impose the Great Reset. Wondering what the Great Reset is? Well, they all believe the same thing, and it's all your death is their gain. Your life is a scourge upon the earth. This is literally what they believe, and these are the people organizing and running these massive programs that we are now subjected to. So, pardon me if I'm a bit crass here. Pardon me if I'm not revering the dead. But if he had his wish, as of today, having died, he would be reincarnated as perhaps COVID 2021. It's perhaps the next deadly disease that Bill Gates gleefully tells us will be 10 times worse than this epidemic. Oh, the next one will be even better. I mean, bigger. Yes, they're very excited for this next plague to hit us. And I've got the video to prove it. First of all, let's go to clip number four. Let's just listen again in case you missed the first segment. Let's hear this decrepit old vampire celebrate his familial connections and descendancy from Vlad the Impaler, the original Count Dracula, the prototype of the vampire himself. Here is Prince Philip bragging about this.
Royal Highness Prince Charles, who can trace his ancestry back to Romania's dark and distant past.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, so I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
He's killing people alive, forcing mothers to devour their own children. According to your own census, you killed over 100,000 people.
Forgeries and lies.
Do you deny that you murdered your own people?
Those who broke the law were punished.
What do you see as the biggest challenges in conciliation?
We'll go to that clip in just a second. So, I'm sorry, that was Prince Charles bragging about it. Obviously, they're family members. So, royal line is the same. I get confused between these decrepit old ghouls. It's hard to tell them apart, isn't it? They all want to kill you, so they have that in common. Here is his royal virus, Prince Philip, in 1984, saying this human population's it's reaching plague proportions.
What do you think are the most serious issues faced by conservationists and World Wildlife Fund over the next 20 years or so?
95% of the whole of the Atlantic rainforest in Brazil has disappeared in the last 100 years. There is simply nowhere for these animals to live. At the basis of it all is this colossal increase in the human population. It's one of the living species of the planet, but it's reaching plague proportions.
Humanity is a plague. You heard it from his mouth. I love animals. I love the rainforest. I want to see conservation efforts move forward. There's a distinct difference between I love animals, I don't want their homes destroyed, and humanity is a plague. But Prince Philip makes that leap. Here he is talking about what should be done with overpopulation. It's time to read between the lines and pay attention to the subtext of exactly what he's saying here.
What do you see as the biggest challenges in conservation?
The growing human population. Because if where we are, there's nothing else.
And do you have views about what should be done about that?
Can't you guess?
Well, it could be on a spectrum from mass sterilization to greater availability of contraception. I don't know. I don't know what your views are as to what can be done about it.
Well, I think it might be described as voluntary family limitation.
Yeah, it's voluntary family limitation. Yeah, so just voluntarily limit your family. It's fairly simple. You can just limit your family. Has your family been limited yet? Perhaps I will limit your family for you. Every one of these guys. I mean, it's a direct line between these people. People like John Kerry, who, I've got to protect the environment. None of you can drive cars. I'll continue to fly around the world in my private jet to accept accolades for my work saving the environment. But it's different for people like me. Oh, you need to limit your family. Your family needs to be limited. I'll continue to have children. I'll continue to destroy the world. I'll continue to act imperialistically in every country on Earth. But you must limit your family. Don't have children. What are you, selfish? I'll have the children. You don't have them. And it's really amazing. It's just like, what do you think the biggest problem we face is? There's too many people. Well, what should we do about it? Can't you guess? Can't you guess what I think should be done when I tell you that the problem is that there's too many people? Can't you rack your brains, perhaps come up with the subtext here, come up with what he's really saying? Well, there's too many people, and I think you can guess what the solution is. Well, we're one less person now, Prince Philip. We're on our way. You've done your part. You've gotten rid of yourself. That's one step closer to the depopulation you desire.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. and just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. It's hard to believe that we're already into the middle of April. And our borders collapsing and world governments being announced and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia. But told China they could take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together. But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which appreciates you win. So this critical time in history with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need. And they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with the third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, the calls are filling up. A lot of people want to talk about gun control, so we'll get into that a little bit more this hour as we move forward. A lot of race stuff to talk about today, our favorite topic. We just love dividing the American people on lines dictated by immutable aspects of their physiology. It's one of our favorite things to do here in America. Not be united, not come together as a free, sovereign people against the desires of our leadership to create factions that they can get to war against each other. No. That's truly incredible. All right. Let me tell you first before I move on that right now we are having a massive sale on InfoWars.com. It's especially important, in my opinion, because Winter Sun Plus is back in stock. This has been one of our most popular products recently for obvious reasons. It's the D3 supplement, incredible vitamin D3 in huge, huge quantities with each and every dropper. And I think we all know what power vitamin D has and has been shown to have
over the last year, and you can now get it yourself. So we've been sold out for a while. It's finally back in stock, and it's 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is also 40% off, where you get your daily value of a huge number of vitamins and minerals, and many times your daily value of certain critical supplements there. You can get them both together for 50% off. You can get them individually for 40% off. You can also get 40% off Rocket Rest, and the t-shirts are $17.76, and you help keep this program alive. I'm glad you're watching this. You could be watching any other channel where we'd be celebrating the life of Prince Philip, the contributions he's made to the new global order, the way he's worked with the World Economic Forum to bring about what a wonderful world that we live in now. Thank you, Prince Philip. Thank you, old ghoul. Thank you, King Vampire. So, maybe you should support the one media company that is not cowed in reverie at the sight of some supposedly royal old fool. You know, I'm not, I'm usually kind of respectful when people die. Like, I don't like celebrating people's death, even when it's people I don't like or disagree with politically. But there's a certain point, you know, when you say, I want to be reincarnated as a disease to deal with overpopulation, when you are openly advocating mass depopulation on a global scale, while you yourself are subject to no limitations whatsoever, there's a certain level of evil that I find it hard to maintain respect for. So I hope you'll forgive me deviating from my normal stance of never celebrating a death. And the bad news about this is, you know, he's, guess, didn't repent. Never had a chance to repent. I mean, he had a chance, 9 years to repent. And trust me, the stuff he talks about in interviews, that's the least of our worries. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that occasionally leaks out bit by bit. You understand what they're really up to, this royal family. So they all have an opportunity. They could all come clean. You know, who's Epstein's good friend? Who's Epstein's best buddy over there? Prince whatever his face, I don't sweat guy. I can't remember his name. Is it Andrew? Prince Andrew. That's right. Yeah, Prince Andrew. You know, he's a human. He has a soul. He has every opportunity when he goes and does an interview about Jeffrey Epstein. He could have come clean. He could have said exactly what was going on. He could have talked about the way the blackmail was used. He could have talked about the way that people get away with this. He could have said, I was involved. I regret it now. I've made mistakes. And I want to come clean and tell you all about it. So the people of the world, and especially the people of Britain, his people, right? He's one of the patriarchs of this country, given a life beyond our wildest dreams as a consequence of his status of birth. He could show some appreciation for that. He could actually want to inform his people. But no, he lies about it. He deceives. He continues to perpetuate the evil. So that's the sad part, is Prince Philip is another one of these guys. He knows what goes on behind the scenes. He knows all the dirty little secrets. He has been involved in wicked activities. And death means his last chance to repent is over. And now he'll face the consequences. You know, we're pretty forgiving people, Christians, the West. You know, if you're involved in bad stuff, we want to punish you. But, you know, every court in the land has plea deals. Hey, we understand you did something wrong. We understand you made mistakes. We also understand humans have the capacity to change, and every human has the potential of redemption. So come clean. Tell us what's going on. You know, help us to stop people from doing this in the future. And you can be back in our good graces, or you can continue to perpetuate it, and even when caught red-handed, you can continue to lie, deceive, and spread your evil. It's up to you. So they've made their choice. Now they have to, well, I guess not live with it. Huh? All right. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark, who has a comment about Prince Philip, history, and how he fits into this history. Thanks for calling in. Johnny, you're on the air, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Harrison. Yeah, and I'm not shedding any tears for Prince Philip either. And two resources I'd like to suggest for people to learn more about him and the entire criminal history of the British monarchy are one, an audio video, Royal Babylon, the criminal history of the British monarchy, which has been deleted from YouTube several times, but I just checked, it's still there. Failing that, you could always find it on DuckDuckGo. And also, actually, I would suggest that InfoWars get it back on, get it onto band.video, because it's actually an InfoWars video, but I can't find it on band.video, but I can find it on YouTube and multiply on DuckDuckGo. And it's from Webster Tarpley, The Elite's Plan for Global Extermination. You learn some interesting things from these videos, and one of them is old as he was, the plan for global extermination is much older. It started in at least as early as 1790 with Jean Maria Ortiz coining the expression carrying capacity of the earth, which said that any time the earth's population went beyond 3 billion, it would revert back to 3 billion. Mm. And then in 1977, you had Obama's eventual Science and Technologies, our John P. Holdren, with two other authors, authoring this horribly, tragicomically misnomered book, Eco-Science, which called for the world's population to be reduced to about 1 billion.
Yeah.
And then the Georgia Guidestones, erected in 1980.
They say half a billion, right? The world population should be maintained at half a billion. Johnny always comes with the receipts. Johnny always has suggestions for people who can do further research, which is totally necessary in this information war. You can't just rely on what I tell you. Double check what I say. Double check my sources. And of course, I love when people like Johnny call in and give us further research to look into. We'll pull that video. I'm going to have the crew download that video you suggest, The Elite's Plan for Global Extermination. Perhaps we'll fit in at least a chunk of it in today's program. So thanks for that suggestion, Johnny. And, you know, yeah, of course, you're pointing out the history that this started long before Prince Philip. And it's amazing, isn't it? As we saw in the first segment, Malthusian you know, philosophy. He was thinking that it would be overpopulated by 1790, and you see it over and over and over again. You look at the interviews with Margaret Singer in the 50s, and they were saying overpopulation, it won't be maintained, mass starvation by 1980. In the 1980s, they were saying this, in the 1990s, in the 2000s, in the 2010s, in the 2020s. It's like every decade going back 200 plus years, people have prophesied doom and saying there's too many humans, we'll never survive. The population doubles, triples, quadruples. We're still here. We're still thriving because humans can adapt. Humans can learn. Humans can make the most out of their environment. They don't seem to recognize this, and they just want us all to die.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight. Fight.
Radio.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Wherever your feet shall tread, represent wherever your feet shall tread, rep. Wherever your feet shall tread, represent wherever your feet shall tread, rep.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal here on InfoWars.com. Johnny from Denmark is laying out in a way that only a true info warrior can the fact that the depopulation agenda put forward by Prince Philip did not originate with him. It is simply a shared ideology along many strata of the world elite, from Bill Gates to Klaus Schwab to Prince Charles, Prince Philip, and many others in the international community, Margaret Sanger there. And as I was pointing out, just as we went to break there, with the Malthusian concept saying that overpopulation would doom the earth by 1790, all the way up through Margaret Sanger in 1950, it seems like constantly these people claim that overpopulation, mass starvation, and global collapse as a result of too many people is imminent. It's around the corner. We're all going to die, and we have to kill people to stop it. It's backwards, nonsensical, hypocritical, and continuous. And yet, with every claim, they're proven wrong. And again, there's a interview with Margaret Sanger and Mike Wallace in 1950s, and they're claiming with scientific certainty, in the same way that climate change is put forward now, in the same way that, you know, we hear all these dire predictions these days, they're making those same predictions and saying we only have 10 years before mass starvation comes about. Then sure enough, some sort of new crop development occurs, some sort of new innovation is inspired by one of these excess people, one of these plague-like humans, as the world elite would put it, one of these vermin come up with something that changes the course of history and allows more life, more growth, more reproduction, and all of their dire predictions are proven wrong and all of their dystopian methods proven unnecessary, and yet they do it over and over and over again. So, Johnny in Denmark, you are still on the line. I want you to continue, if you will, to lay out the history of this global depopulation agenda.
Sure. And basically what it seems like is that it was an anticipation and now a realization of automation replacing human labor. You know, back in the day, as it were, you needed humans enslaved in order to have more person power, well, manpower in particular. But now that automation has advanced so much, they can largely eliminate the need for the useless leaders, as they call them. I just want to start with one clarification. It wasn't that Malthus said, because Malthus was born in 1766, it was Jean Maria Ortez, O-R-T-E-S, who wrote a book in 1790, who said that when the world's population would reach 3 billion, which was almost unimaginably large back then, it was well less than a billion back then, that it would revert back to the carrying capacity of 3 billion.
Gotcha.
So we went over that, and in 1977, there was a 1,500-page book by Obama's science and technology czar, John P. Holdren, and two other authors, Eco-Science, 1980, the Georgia Guidestones, 500 million. And then in 1994, and this is very important, especially if you're trying to convince people, because what I hear, I've convinced a lot of people and got a lot of other people thinking that, you know, this is this vaccination, this COVID-19 hoax and the associated vaccination genocide is a worldwide plan. And they're like, well, how could it be so well coordinated? Well, in 1994, the UN had its fifth ICPD, International Conference on Population and Development, where 160 nations agreed that the Earth's human population should be reduced to 800 million by 2030. You can find things like that on DuckDuckGo, but not on YouTube.
Right.
And in 1996, and this is not something I really had to research because I saw it myself, Ted Turner on CNN, which he was the owner of the parent company Time Warner, said that the Earth's human population should be reduced to 250 to 300 million, which, based on the fact that we have about 7.8 billion people now, is a reduction of 96% to 97%. Very good video that was done yesterday on Mike Adams by Mike Adams on Brighteon.com talked about mRNA zombies and how talking about prions, which will induce mad cow disease, and how there's no cure for them and they're fatal in 100% of the cases. This could be something that would make the Holocaust, even if it was 6 million, look like child's play, because we're talking about a giga genocide. Over 7 billion is what they're trying for.
Yeah, so it's all of these people from all different walks of life, the elites, feel that they have the right to dictate to us that there's too many of us and we have to be eliminated in one way or the other. And, we saw Prince Philip there, when he's asked, well, if population is the problem, what's your solution? And his answer is simply, well, can't you guess? Can't you figure that out yourself? And then, you make a great point. People say, well, how could this all be organized? And it's like, well, have you ever heard of the World Economic Forum? Have you ever heard of the UN? Have you ever heard of these massive groups of representatives from 100 plus countries and 100 plus of the largest corporations all coming together to sit and coordinate some sort of action moving forward? I mean, the concept of the Bilderberg Group, their existence, it's, alone used to be a conspiracy theory. And they said, no, the Bilderberg Group doesn't exist. You're crazy. A bunch of world leaders coming together in secret to make plans without telling their constituents or their supporters, what they're up to and what they're talking about, meeting in secret and deciding these things. What a ridiculous claim. And then, of course, through the concerted effort of info warriors like Alex Jones and others, battering down the mainstream door and actually getting this out into the open. Now they continue to hold these meetings and they just do it in the open now. And they just say, okay, we called it a conspiracy theory. Well, now we recognize, now we acknowledge that it's real. Yes, we do this and it's good and you can't question it. And it's right and good that world leaders and corporate leaders get together in secret and meet without telling you what they're saying, what they're deciding. And then when you do discover what they're talking about, it is just as evil as you would expect. Very, very nice history, Johnny. I really appreciate that. And we're going to go ahead and cut out this call and upload it as a video so we can spread this word and people can continue to do their own research and delve into this and figure out for themselves that what's going on is not an accident. And the upcoming events, which include a complete breakdown of the supply chain, which will include mass starvation. And this isn't a, oh, the earth can't handle it,
there's too many humans. We have to implement population control or else we're going to die sort of speculation. The speculation I'm making is that these people that are in charge of everything that openly announce that they desire massive depopulation on a global scale, they're going to get away with it. They're going to do it. They're going to achieve it. They're going to carry it out as they have said they will, unless we stop them, unless we become aware of it and prevent their nefarious plans from moving forward. So they make their speculations on bad science. I make my speculations on what they say they're going to do. Truly incredible. Thank you so much, Johnny. Let's go to Tim in California, who I think has an idea for InfoWars, if I'm not mistaken. Thanks for calling in, Tim. You're on the air.
Harrison. Yes, absolutely. You know, Alex says, I spend half my time chasing after greenbacks. It won't be worth a crap if this all goes down. And it is. Mm. And you work so hard, and it is shameful that you have to work so hard. But you're in this info war. So we're using all these munitions, and you have to have these resupplies. And we buy products from the InfoWar stores. And then a lady called in and said, hey, why don't you put a donate button? Right. And you did. And that helps. That helps. But, you know, and you get more out of that. But there's people that, you know, he had BitBoy Crypto on a few weeks ago, and that was great. And he's had Max Kaiser on twice last week and once this week. And now he's got InfoWarsDomains.com and SwanBitcoin.com/Alex. So we know he could have had 10,000 Bitcoin. He's supposed to pass now, but it was going to be given to him. That would be worth over half a billion dollars today. That would go a long ways towards fighting the InfoWar. But the average guy gets that $1,200 stimulus check. That last one is now worth over $10,000 if you put it in Bitcoin. If people could just contribute through a wallet address, a public wallet address that you can put like your donate button, and a QR code, they can just hold their phone up, and there you go. I'm just going to send them a few Satoshi because, hey, I'm up $5,000 in 1 week. It's amazing. And if people could just donate their checks into, you know, this sort of thing, let it grow, and then take part of the growth and routinely donate that to InfoWars, something of that nature. But there's got to be a way to take this now that Alex has got momentum. He's on this now. Let's help him to get, because it's anonymous. It's permissionless. Yeah. There's people out there that do have tens of thousands of Bitcoins. If all of a sudden we had a mayday, Bitcoin money bomb, and everyone that's trading Bitcoin and growing wealth, they might just say, yeah, pitch them a few Bitcoin to help them out.
It's not a bad idea. We can use all the help we can take.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping. Your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher. Put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors. And just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This whole thing is illegal to begin with. You all should be citizen arrested for what you're doing. Shame on you, aiding and abetting child trafficking.
The fact is that we're on a good path at the border under leadership of President Biden. It's about three things. It's about restructuring how we do what is happening there, because we were in a very bad situation under the Trump administration.
Earlier today, the Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services separately received tips that allege child abuse and neglect at the federal government's child migrant facility at the Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio behind me. These problems are a byproduct of President Biden's open border policies.
Hey, we need the police over here. They got a bunch of kids in their car seats. You're violating Texas law.
Who is this right here?
Hey,
you got no comments.
You got those children in there illegally.
You're about to run a human being over.
You got those children in there.
Who are you?
You got those smuggled children illegally.
Why should you be alarmed about the crisis on the United States southern border? Well, because history is repeating itself on purpose.
Yesterday, we watched literally hundreds of illegal migrants crossing the border and turning themselves into the border patrol. Groups in the company of children who were under seven had their basic biometric information taken down and then dispatched to bus stations to continue into the United States.
We are in a battle for the very definition of who we are as a nation. Who are we? That is the question that our culture, our nation right now is asking. And people need to begin to rise up and begin to speak out and push back against the lunacy and the illogic that is being used right now to divide us.
The United States looks just like ancient Rome did in its final days. Of course, Rome didn't fall in a day, but when it finally received its death blow in 476 AD, its world power status had declined due to several corrosive reasons. Germanic tribes had beaten Roman forces into submission as Rome had overextended its military and its defense budget. Government corruption had reached epic proportions, and slave labor dried up, forcing the complacent, unskilled Romans to fend for themselves. Sound familiar?
Not many of us say to our sons and daughters, I'm hoping the day will come when you decide to go and pick fruit for a living. Hardly ever hear that.
One of the most often made arguments with regard to immigration is that they only do jobs that Americans don't want. But in a recent analysis, we actually looked at all 474 occupations as defined by the Department of Commerce and found that there were only six that were majority immigrant, and those jobs only account for about 1% of the U.S. workforce.
But the final knife in Rome's back was that it lost its identity. Most importantly, Rome allowed the barbarian hordes to settle within its borders, which eventually led to an uprising, putting an end to the identity of a thousand-year-old world power civilization. Fast forward to 2021, and the United Nations has already decided for every citizen in the United States that over the next 50 years, you will need to be replaced by a foreign population.
As you know, the Secretary General has been concerned about this for a long time, and I'm very pleased that he's launched this program against xenophobia. If all of the migrants, recently arrived migrants in New York City, were to form a city, they'd probably be the third or fourth largest city in the United States.
As it reads from the United Nations' own website on replacement migration, United Nations projections indicate that over the next 50 years, the populations of virtually all countries will face population decline and population aging. The report considers replacement migration for eight low-fertility countries: France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Republic of Korea, Russian Federation, United Kingdom, and the United States. Ask yourself, do we really need the United Nations help? During the baby boom
Can you possibly imagine learning that a population of a country is dying out, that the fertility is so low, they risk imminent extinction, and your solution to that is, well, let's bring in millions of people from a different country in to replace those people. It's a sickening anti-life cult that we're dealing with.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of American Journal has begun. We'll go out to your phone calls momentarily. Remember, everything we do here, prosecuting this war against the... anti-human. It's the only way to describe it. I remember having this conversation way back in 2016 with a friend, who he was like, he couldn't understand why people were on the internet were calling him anti-human. He was like, anti-human? How could I possibly be anti-human? And it's like, well, the policies that you agree with, the leftist policies, whether it's from immigration to climate change to the COVID-19 lockdowns to, you know, the corporations supporting everything that you do, it's like, maybe you don't realize it. Maybe you just haven't opened your eyes. Maybe you just haven't read into what the actual purpose of these are. Because if there's nothing more obvious in today's world, it's that the excuses given to justify programs have nothing to do with the reality behind it. I have stories today about Hunter Biden since he's back in the news. So I just went back and looked through different big media responses and big tech responses when this laptop was first revealed last October. And it's like, well, Twitter deleted it because they said it was hacked material, and Facebook deleted it because it was whatever else. And oh, they're going to ban guns because it's gun control is a health issue. It's a mental health issue. And oh, we're going to, you know, do this because of this. It has nothing to do with it. They're deleting the Hunter Biden story because it's uncomfortable for them politically, because it's a story that would hurt their candidate and prevent their plans from moving forward. Whatever excuse they tack on to justify their actions has nothing to do with the reality behind the impetus for their actions. So it's the same thing with climate change. It's the same thing with the lockdowns. It's the same thing with all of these anti-human programs. They'll say it's because of climate change. They'll say we want to save the earth. Well, isn't it just a fun coincidence that everything they think will save the earth is perfectly in line with what they wanted to do anyway before they ever came up with the concept of climate change? Isn't that interesting? Isn't it interesting that time and time again, you have these people who are leading these organizations that are dictating the direction of all of these leftist groups come out, give interviews or give statements where they're talking about depopulation, where they're talking about the scourge of the human race. They come out and they talk about replacement migration. And then you talk about it and you're a conspiracy theorist. If you're going along with all of these programs, you're falling for a lie. And at the base of all of it is an anti-human agenda. In the same way, none of what has been suggested by Joe Biden will help decrease gun violence. That's the excuse they'll use. They'll say, well, we need all of these because of the pandemic level of gun violence. And we've seen it in the last year. And here's my question. In the last year, we have seen an astronomical, meteoric rise in violent crime in every major city in the United States. Every major city in the United States has had at least a 25% increase in murders in a single year. This is unheard of. It's unprecedented. Did the amount of guns increase at the same time? People bought a lot of guns as a response to the fact that there was widespread violence, that they're seeing story after story after story on their local news in a previously peaceful city of murders going on. I see it in Austin. A police officer got shot yesterday. Another one got shot the day before. Murders going on constantly here in Austin, Texas. Fairly small city. Used to be very peaceful. Now crime is absolutely exploding and there's no modern precedent. Nothing in the gun bill seeks to solve this. Nothing in the gun bill will cure this from happening. It has nothing to do with it. And they've shown time and time again with like pretty much every mass shooter, they'll do a study and they'll go, okay, would all of the proposed gun control legislation have prevented this massacre from happening? Well, this guy used a pistol. So, you know, the gun control with assault rifles, that wouldn't have stopped him from doing it. Well, this guy passed a background check and got his gun, you know, legally. No matter what gun control you'd put forward, he'd still be able to get it. Time and time again, we've shown how ineffective these measures are for the thing that they claim they're trying to solve. Has nothing to do with it. That's the excuse they need to convince you to do what they want you to do. Right? In the same way that if I want my, if I'm going to do a live stream at my house and I want my dog to get out of my office so she's not distracting or making noise in the background while I'm doing a live stream, maybe, and I admit it's a little bit mean, but you know, sometimes you go, hey, come on. Oh, look, there's something in my hand. Hey, can you get it? And that convinces her to leave the room. And then you shut the door. I was never really going to give her a treat. It's what you do to convince them to do the thing that you want them to do. They treat you like dogs and you fall for it. Did I sound mean to my dog right there? I'm very nice to my dog. I love my dog. She's the best. I don't trick her very often. But you get what I'm saying, right? It's not about what they present. They're presenting you a treat. They're saying, oh, you're going to get this if you follow us. Really, they're trying to lock you out. They're trying to get rid of you. Stop falling for it. Okay? Because it happens over and over and over again. For dogs, they have an excuse. They don't understand this sort of thing. You're a human. Okay? Stop acting like a dog. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Wants to talk about the Declaration of Independence. Thanks for calling in, Robert. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, how's it going, guys? I'm actually new to InfoWars, so I'm actually excited to finally be on the air and talk to everybody for once.
Good to hear. It's always good to know that new people are joining up. New people are realizing what's going on. What brought you to InfoWars, sir, if I may ask?
Well, I've been trying to reach out in the movement for a long time now. I've actually been on this for, to be honest, like 17 years now. This has been an ongoing problem with me because I have noticed the problem with the control over the globalist corporations. Mm. And I've noticed the problems that we've had with our government and the fact that they're not doing anything about it. They're not unifying anybody like they should be.
Absolutely.
Instead, they're separating everybody.
And so, now, so you've come to this conclusion by yourself, just through your own observations. And then I guess you discovered that InfoWars exists and it was like, here are people that actually understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm horrible with technology, so I've never actually been connected. I'm a mechanic, so I work on engines all my life. This is all, you know, I'm just getting into it, but I'm excited that this is actually going on because
hey,
I know what
you
to do.
That's awesome. Fantastic, man. Well, let us know. What should we do?
Well, in the Declaration of Independence, they stated the entire reason why they're throwing off the British government because they were pitting the people against each other.
Mm.
Okay, we're facing the same kind of situation right now. Now, we can get the military on our side, and we can get rid of these people in our offices, but we have to have people up and ready to go into office in order to investigate to find out exactly what's been going on.
Right.
You're going to find that there are good people in there, and we should keep those. But for the time being, for blind justice, just like we would say, get rid of them so that, hey, we've gotten them out of the way, so you've got no say that they're involved in this either.
Mm.
And we're investigating them, too.
So how do we bring this about?
Well, that's going to be the first thing. We actually organize ourselves in the party of the people and say and incite our right to abolish our government and establish new government. Now, you're not going to sit there and destroy everything because we're wiser than that. We're not going to sit here and destroy all of our systems and go into complete chaos. We're going to keep everything running just like it is. We're just going to remove the people. Because it's not a matter of the systems working on their own, because we're the American people. We know how to go to work. We know how to do our job. We know how to pay our taxes. We know how to obey our laws. We don't need them in our way to do this. We need to find out what they've been doing.
Right.
So it's not a matter of us going under martial law. It's a matter of putting them under martial law and stopping them from doing what they're doing. What we're doing just fine. And we've proven that in most of our states. The problems that we're having are in the blue states, and that's obvious with the riots and the destructions going on in our city.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of that's been orchestrated and been permitted to happen by the local government. So a purge is definitely needed from top to bottom, from local to state to federal government. You're right. It would work fine if we just got rid of the people abusing their power and abusing the American people. And it is amazing. If you read the Declaration of Independence, it's like you swap out a few names and a few details, and you've got a document that justifies our separation from the federal government.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take vitamin mineral infusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, a little quarter scoop. Fill the whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days in the refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin.
need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Refusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to go out to your phone calls. We have Brian in New Hampshire and For the People in Georgia. Both these guys want to talk about gun control and Biden's executive order. So let's talk about that, shall we? Biden yesterday announced a slate of gun control actions, claiming that gun violence was a, quote, public health crisis. Seems kind of strange, right? Public health crisis. What does gun violence have to do with public health? Unless you're talking about mental health, in which case, maybe stop locking us down, keeping us separated, and allow us to actually live a normal life. Maybe you'll see mental illness stop skyrocketing. But it's amazing. They've seen what they can get away with in the last year by claiming things are for your health, claiming it's for the public health that we allow this to go on. So yesterday we have not one but two instances of government organizations, including the executive branch, claiming that things they want to enact tyrannical control over are public health crises. Gun control, that's a public health crisis. Racism, that's a public health crisis. What about obesity? Is that a public health crisis? Oh, no. No, it's not. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm confused. What about fentanyl? What about the opioid epidemic? No, not that's not a public health. Oh, but violence is. Gun violence is. Oh, okay. Okay, it's all an excuse. And it's amazing the way they justify this and the way they argue it. It's incredible this is allowed to move forward without universal condemnation from both sides, just strictly on the fact that you're a human being and have the gift of reason. Because Joe Biden says this, quote, "Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment." I'm just enacting gun control. What, you think that has to do with the Second Amendment? I'm just infringing on your right to bear and own arms. What do you mean I'm infringing on the Second Amendment? What are you talking about? So these are phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake with what we're talking about. So he's like, this is no way infringes on the Second Amendment, but, quote, no amendment in the Constitution is absolute. Yeah. I'm not infringing on the Second Amendment, but... but now that you're mentioning the Second Amendment, let me go ahead and let you know nothing that has come before is sacred. Let me go ahead and let you know our founding documents hold no weight whatsoever with our current administration. From the very beginning, he says, the Second Amendment existed. Certain people were not allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution. Okay, the founding fathers had privately owned cannons. I'm not sure if you're aware of this or of where you are, who you are, or who you're serving, Mr. Biden, but he's moving forward. He's moving forward. Let's take a look now, shall we, at a video from the campaign. Because if you remember, during the debates, he said many times, he said, it's a non-starter. It's unacceptable. Never in a million years would the American people stand for executive action on gun control. If something is to come, in that regard, it must be from the legislature. It's the only possible way. Otherwise, you're a tyrant. This is what he said. Joe Biden said only tyrants would try to take away your right to bear arms through executive action. That's what he repeated over and over again on the campaign trail. He got about 2.5 months into his presidency before that lie fell apart. But here he is screaming in the face of a steelworker, I think, when they suggested an auto worker when, there's a flashback from Gateway Pundit. Let's watch this video, shall we? Joe Biden, when somebody, just a regular, you know, a peon, a slave, a serf, a lowly white American actually had the gall
to call him on his lies and say, I think you're going to come for our guns. Let's see how furious Joe Biden gets.
They have been working countless hours under the Trump administration. I'd like you to explain how you plan to not only keep us working, but how you intend on getting the union vote when there's a large portion of the union workers that are gun enthusiasts, and you are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're for it.
All right, thank you.
Now, shush. Shush. I support the Second Amendment. Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my sons hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
So when you were in Beto, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice, you said that you're taking the gun.
Well, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR, your AR-14s.
Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on.
All right.
AR-14.
Don't tell me anything.
There's a lot of guys. A lot of guys want it.
I'm not worried.
Hold on. What a dirtbag.
You're
pushing
up on me.
All right, what a scumbag. You can go ahead and pull it down. You heard it there. He said, you know, you're going to try to take our guns. And he says, you're full of crap. Not quite the same word. And then finger right in his face, 2 inches from his face. How dare you question me? How dare you? And he's like, the guy's like, it's on video. It's gone viral. We've all seen it. He's like, oh, one of those videos, one of those viral videos. Another one. It's like, yeah, dude, it's all on film. We're perfectly aware of what we see with our own eyes, and you stabbing your finger in our face and cursing at regular Americans has nothing to do with what we're able to perceive. Kudos to this guy for standing up to him. But I mean, you could just aside from the gun control aspect, this guy, Joe Biden, what a jerk. Like, you can just tell every interaction. Have you ever seen a positive interaction between Joe Biden and somebody who disagrees with him? I mean, there are innumerable examples of Donald Trump being called the most horrible things, being, you know, this guy wasn't rude to Joe Biden. He wasn't mean to Joe Biden. He wasn't out of order. And yet Joe Biden's jabbing his finger in his face, yelling at him, cursing at him, obviously angry, mocking him. It's like time after time, you know, Trump's just like, I'm not a big fan of you either. Like, it's just funny. It's just like laid back. No big deal. This Joe Biden's even a jackass to his assistant. So this guy's like, what about gun control? Joe Biden's like, you're full of crap. And the little assistant on both sides like, okay, let's move along, sir. And he's like, shut up. I'm talking. You know, somebody, I'm sorry, we'll get to your calls in a second, but, you know, I made that video. It's got a lot of attention. This is a great example too. The if video, right? And it starts with, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. Somebody actually had the temerity to cut a parody of that video with Joe Biden instead of Donald Trump. And it's honestly just sad. I thought it was a parody at first. I thought it was like supposed to be funny because Joe Biden, nothing in his life is anything close to the values espoused in Rudyard Kipling's If poem. Maybe I'll cut another one where it's just like, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. And it's a bunch of like calm people. And it's just Joe Biden like, shut up. Who are you? Shut up, fat. You're full of. And just like freaking out. Guy's unhinged. He's insane. He's a jackass. And he's running our country as a total puppet. Just willing to insult, threaten, or intimidate regular Americans from his privileged position of unquestionable authority. It's hard for myself not to curse right now. F this guy.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old.
And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back to American Journal. It's Friday, which means things are coming off the rails here. Half the stories I want to get to. I got Drew Hernandez coming in the final hour to sit in studio, take your calls, talk about the crisis at the border and many other things here. But, man, I've never appreciated weekends more than now that I'm hosting this show. I do my best, folks. I really do give it my all in each week. By Friday, I'm completely burnt out, and so I'm sorry. Please forgive me if I don't get as many calls as I should. If I'm fumbling my words, as you may see, if I've got a 1 month old baby at home, it's a lot of hard work working at InfoWars. I talk to people from other media outlets.
they have no concept of what it's like to work here. They have no concept of what it's like to not just be involved in a little news outlet, a little media outlet, putting out your fun hit pieces. No, this is war, folks. This is do or die. This is humanity on the brink, our existence in the balance, and in many ways feels like we alone standing against the onslaught, like the 300 against the horde of millions. We wouldn't be able to do it without your help when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. So I give it my all, folks. This is my life. This is what I'm dedicated to. This is what I have chosen above all other options available to me. I'm not getting another job in a different organization, a different path of life. You think somebody's going to hire me after I work at the forbidden site, the InfoWar domestic terrorist, white supremacist, anti-Semitic, whatever else they call us, complete lies, falsehoods, but that's what gets spread around. And I understood that. I recognize that. I'm not complaining, but it's like, this isn't an option. It's not like tomorrow I can just be like, you know what? Nah, I'm done with it. I'm going to go do something else. It's like, no, if I fail here, if we fail here, if together we do not stop what's coming, it's over. I mean, it's over. There's no life for us. There's no getting out of this with a little scrape. It's life or death. It's the fate of humanity in the balance. So I'm not complaining. This is where I want to be. I'm not going to be anywhere else. I don't want to get another job. This is where we are. This is what we're doing. This is what we've dedicated ourselves to. So, you know, I so appreciate that, you know, we're even able to do this because people go to InfoWarsStore.com and help us stay on the air. And I hope that, you know, in some way you can help us to fight this fight, help us to carry this forward, and help make, you know, whatever sacrifice you can, however small it is, however, you know, little you're able to, help us out with it. It is so appreciated because, not one of us can do it by ourselves. It's the combined effort of this massive swath of humanity that's still out here, still existing, still recognizes what's going on and is trying to fight back against it. And, together is the only possible way that we can make a difference and come out of this on top, because that's the only option. There's no second place in this. There's a winner and there is vanquished. So that's where we are. That's where I am. So I hope you can join me here. I hope you can help out with this fight by going to InfoWarsStore.com and helping us to really fight for humanity here. All right, let's go out to your phone calls now. And again, I'm sorry I haven't gotten to more of them. I'm flying by the seat of my pants here. Let's go to Brian in New Hampshire, who wants to talk about the gun control executive orders. Thanks so much for calling in, Brian. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Harrison?
How you doing, man?
Not bad. Hey, so the one question I want to just start off asking is, like, where's the line draw for most people? Because, you know, we've seen a lot of people back down with the medical tyranny that you think would stand up. You've seen a lot of people back down with the vaccines, free speech, I mean, the border crisis, everything. People just backing down all over the place. So it makes me really nervous for the gun situation, because I just feel like a lot of these people that have the weapons and they're super 2A guys, when it comes down to it and the ATF comes knocking on their door, are they really going to stand up like they say they will? And it's a hard subject to get to talk about, because nobody wants to talk about shooting anybody or having to fight or do any of that stuff. But, you know, where does that ancestral spirit come in of like, you know, this is something I believe in heavily, and this is something I dedicate part of my life to legitimately. And, you know, I'm in New Hampshire. Luckily, our legislators here, our senators protected us from these executive orders. We're a constitutional carry state, so I practice my Second Amendment every day of my life.
Yeah.
But for the people that aren't in protected states, you know, what is to come of that?
It's a great question, you know? Brian. And I ask myself exactly the same thing on a regular basis. I mean, clearly we've gone far beyond what should be or has ever been acceptable, especially in terms of the border crisis, especially in terms of the free speech restrictions. I mean, it's beyond absurd where we've gotten. And then, yeah, you really do have to, I mean, you have to put yourself in the mindset of, like, what will it be like? What will it, not what would it be, what will it be like when you get that knock on your door and there's ATF or FBI agents out there there to collect your guns? You're on the registry. And what happens? I mean, really, you have to think about it, because, you know, Donald Trump got in a lot of trouble in 2016 when he said, you know, when they come for your guns, frankly, that's the last chance you have to use your guns. I mean, it's basic logic. If our weapons are here to prevent government tyranny, what happens? Now, the guy who is now slated to be in charge of the ATF thinks Waco was a great thing. Thinks the siege at Waco was perfectly justified. I believe it's reported, I was not able to confirm this, but there is what reports to be photos of him actually at Waco. I'm not sure whether that was him or not, or whether just metaphorically he is standing with pride over the corpses of 28 children, or whether that's actually him physically standing over it, or whether just, you know, mentally and philosophically he stands again with pride. Again, and I'm not sure that's him. It looks like him, but I've not been confirmed that's him. But there's a guy standing in the burned ruins of the Branch Davidian compound where the ATF and FBI jointly colluded to burn to death 80 innocent people, including 28 children. Bob Chipman recently went on Reddit to do a little AMA, and he felt it necessary to lie about the victims of the Waco massacre. In fact, said, quote, at Waco, cult members used two 50 caliber Berets to shoot down two Texas Air National Guard helicopters. Point is, it's true, we're fortunate they're not used in crime more often. Just a complete lie. Literally just never happened. Did not happen that two Texas National Guard helicopters were brought down by 50 caliber guns in Waco. But he'll lie about it. He'll tell you that they did. He'll justify the fiery inferno that consumed the lives of dozens of children. It was a good thing. Positive. Necessary. David Chipman is his name. A decade-long gun control activist and former federal agent who outright lied about what happened in the 1993 massacre in Waco, Texas, has been trying to close gun stores and ban various types of firearms for a very long time as an activist in this scheme to deny us of our Second Amendment rights. Well, he'll now be in charge of the ATF. So just know, when you ask what the government is willing to do to deny you the right to defend yourself, burning dozens of children to death, not just acceptable, they'll brag about it 20 years later, 30 years later. We'll celebrate it. We'll put out a little tweet saying it was 20 years ago today that our brave heroes killed these children.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion for the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
When I tell you to supplement your natural diet so you'll be healthier and fund the InfoWar at the same time, I'm not lecturing you. I eat too much red meat. I drink too much. I work too much. I have my own issues with stress. But I can tell you, without winter sun, without vitamin mineral fusion, without lung cleanse, all three of which I take every day, I would not be able to continue in what I do. These are amazing products. And if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals, you're not going to be able to function. In fact, you're going to die. That's why people starve for lack of food. These products have it all concentrated in one place for you to make sure that every essential vitamin mineral you need, you get. The D3, the K, in winter sun, and all of them together with amino acids in vitamin mineral fusion and then lung cleanse. Research it for yourself. It's amazing. They're all 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock for a limited time, and it funds the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Keep your rifle by your side, singing, oh Lord, this earth was made for us, singing, oh Lord, this sinful life just ain't enough, so we'll take a stand, cause we must protect our land, keep your rifle by your side.
Keep your rifle by your side, folks, because they're coming for them. Biden announcing executive orders of targeting various aspects of gun culture. Gun control is coming through the executive branch, and now Biden nominates an anti-gun fanatic to run the ATF, who has dedicated his lives to obfuscating the true purpose of the Second Amendment and attempting to disarm lawful American citizens. It's all coming down, folks. They're using the Bill of Rights like a checklist and things to destroy. Let's go back out to your phone calls about this topic. For the Republic in Georgia, thanks for calling. Mr. Republic, you are on the air, sir. Hold on one second. You're going to be on the air very shortly. For the Republic in Georgia, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Thank you, Harrison, for taking my call. I just have a few comments, and then if you want to reply, that'd be great. We are the top of the food chain in this country. We the people are. They are public servants. They serve us. So what Biden did yesterday made him a felon, not us. So anybody that does that follows his order makes them a felon.
Right.
So if the ATF does come out and try to take your guns, they are felons. If you hand over your guns, you are aiding and abetting felons. So what I'm saying is just peacefully arrest them. We have more barrels than they do. You just need to have your neighborhood organized. You need to have neighborhood watch to watch the front of your entrances at all times. And that's the way we beat this. We arrest everyone that tries to take our guns.
Yeah, you know, it's already gone on so far, though. I mean, you know, now, especially with January 6th, I mean, you have police going out there and arresting people for peacefully protesting. So, I mean, you know, you exercise your First Amendment explicitly, right? The First Amendment is there, and in plain black and white, it gives you the right to protest and petition the government for redress of grievances. Well, that's what you do, and then suddenly you're arrested, you're thrown into jail for 23 hours, you're beaten within an inch of your life, and you're put on trial for sedition and threatened to be thrown away for 10 to 20 years. That's illegal. It's not legal. None of this is legal. Ricky Vaughn was arrested for a meme he posted. This is America. You have free speech. That's illegal. That's an improper arrest. He's been kidnapped by the state on improper grounds. So it's already gone on too long. So what happens when you fight back? What happens when they overreach their mandate, when they start carrying out tyrannical orders, and then fighting back is justification for them to enact more tyrannical orders? I mean, we've already gotten so far, and there's so much that the government is engaged in right now that is already egregious. You know, the fact that they haven't stopped before is why we've gotten to this point. I lay the blame squarely at the feet of the people that we've elected into office to prevent this exact thing from happening. The Republican cowards, the Democrat traitors. I mean, we've gotten so far at this point that, you know, them coming to arrest you for guns, I completely agree. It's entirely illegal. It's explicitly forbidden by the founding documents of our country. Those don't matter anymore. What matters is who has the power. What matters is who gives the orders. And what matters is that the people in uniform follow those orders.
That's another thing. They need to turn around and arrest those that give them the orders. If they don't want to spend the rest of their life in prison, because it's more of us than they are, they don't want to spend the rest of their life in prison. They need to turn around. Whoever gave them that order, arrest them, and then you move up the chain.
That's literally it. Yeah,
the person that gave them the order.
That's literally it. Is you have we're seeing this battalion here in front of Nancy Pelosi. Just think about the thousands and thousands of people in uniform, whether it's police uniform, a National Guard uniform, whatever it is, thousands of them every day. They're being given unlawful orders. They're being told to do things that completely contradict the most basic, fundamental, and sacred laws of our country. One of them. If just one of them stood up against it, if just one of these people in uniform, when they were, and you're exactly right, if they're given an order like that, they should go, you know, all right, you're under arrest. I mean, mutiny. Mutiny is what we need. Literally, it needs to come from them. Because, again, if they just go, well, hey, we got an order, you know, we're going to go take out this guy, he owns a gun, and his wife says he's crazy, so let's go take his gun. Like, that's just what they're going to do. And then when that guy goes, hold on, some ex-wife called me crazy, so now you're going to take my gun? That's not legal. I'm going to fight back. That guy's dead. He's out. He's killed. He's murdered. I mean, and now they're complicit in complete violation of our most basic and fundamental rights. So, that guy with the gun, I mean, if he tries to stand up against it, he's dead. They'll kill him. The soldiers themselves, the ATF agents, the FBI agents, the police, they're the ones who the weight is on. They're the ones carrying out these orders. I thought this had been settled. I thought we decided 70 years ago that I'm just following orders is no excuse and that you'll still be held to account for what you do. I thought we settled that. I thought we had brave people in charge. I thought the American spirit was still alive and well in this country. But if they carry out these orders, if they go along with this, they are the ones that are complicit. They're the ones at fault. They're the ones who will suffer the consequences for it. Morally, spiritually, in this life or the next, they'll suffer the consequences for it. So
it's up to them entirely. There's very little that we as mere civilians can do. But if they carry out the orders, then they're at fault. And so, of course, this ties directly into what we've been talking about since January 7th of this year, which is they're purging the military. They're purging police forces. Do you have any idea how many police have been arrested because they were at January 6th? Because they were even in Washington, D.C. during that time, maybe never even went near the Capitol. Yet they were arrested because there's a concerted effort going on right now behind the scenes to purge our military and every law enforcement agency of anybody who they think actually recognizes, appreciates, honors, and will uphold the legitimate foundational laws of America. They're getting rid of those people. Oh, you have a Gadsden flag? They're calling the Gadsden flag a terrorist symbol now, and they're going to get rid of it. So, you know, another 6 months of this, you think anybody left is going to stick their neck out and go, well, hold on, what you're telling us to do is a violation of basic human rights and a violation of our Constitution and makes me an oath breaker, so I'm not going to do it. They'll get rid of those people. They already are. That's what this is all about. They're setting the groundwork to come for your guns, to destroy your every right guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. One by one, piece by piece, they're dismantling all of it, and literally all it would take would be one police department, one battalion, one organization, one guy in uniform turning it around and going, I'm not going to follow your dictates. I'm not going to follow your orders. And can you imagine the support that that guy would get? Can you imagine the love and thanks that somebody actually standing up for the American people would get from the American people? It would be overwhelming. They won't do it. They're too scared. They're too atomized. They can't talk to each other about it. So it's up to the individuals. The individuals, they have lives, they have children, you know, they don't want to give that up. So, hey, all right, we follow an unconstitutional order. Who really gets hurt? Fast forward, just country's over. So, you know, follow the orders. Follow the orders. Destroy your country. Murder your fellow human beings for exercising the rights that they're guaranteed by their birth in this once great country. Follow orders and destroy the country. That's what you're good for. Quickly, let's go to Skimmer in New Jersey. Skimmer, you only got about a minute here left in the segment, but the floor is yours, sir.
Okay. I'm coming in good?
Coming in. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, you got Philip Adams, the NFL cornerback.
Yep.
Yeah, I had somebody looked it up on CNN. It said 5 seasons in the league. And 6 different teams. But it's right here on Fox News. 6 seasons and 6 different teams. And he was the 6th one to die. And I just said, wow, there's so many skulls going on today. You know, on the front page of InfoWars. And here it is, like demonic stuff. And it's like, I wondered, did they put the wrong number 5 just to make it so it didn't come out to be 6 and 66?
That's interesting. You know, a lot of having to do with the number 9 with Philip's death, too.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all, and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
There's currently a big debate on both sides of the Atlantic about the vaccine passport. No, not the vaccine. I'm not talking about the vaccine. I'm talking about the vaccine passport. According to the UK government, COVID passports will, quote, become a likely feature of our lives. This is what a mock-up of the vaccine passport looks like. Name, photograph, date of birth. Kind of reminds me of something. Something that starts with ID and ends in card. Oh yeah, it's a digital ID card. The same thing that in 2004 Boris Johnson said was, quote, a recipe for tyranny and oppression.
A recipe for tyranny and oppression as well. And that's why I oppose the scheme. I'm on record as saying that if I am, in the unlikely event that this scheme comes to fruition, if I'm obliged to have an ID card by the emanations of the state, then I will take that ID card and I will snip it up and I will grind it in a Kleenex and I will eat it on my cornflakes.
So what changed, Boris? There are also plans to link it to the facial recognition surveillance network. The UK government has already given grants to two companies building this technology. Andrew Budd, the CEO of one of these companies, iProve, asserts that trying to check tens of thousands of vaccine passports at major events will be too slow. So digital face scans which permit entry will be introduced as the streamlined solution. And there you were thinking you'd happily show a small piece of paper to get into a football match. Without knowing, you just unwittingly stumbled into the Minority Report. China, which has universally been praised by health authorities and governments in the West for its response to the COVID outbreak, has already linked its coronavirus tracking program to its social credit score system.
The idea that this could, for example, be used for totalitarian social monitoring, well, this has now become a reality in China. The local government of China's Jiangsu province has launched a new social control system that combines the CCP's health code program with the regime's social credit system to create what they're calling a, quote, civilization code. This new system gives people a civilization score, which ranks them into different levels. And this level is then used by the government to judge who gets priority or who should be subjected to restrictions or punishments.
What is the social credit score system? It's a centralized database linked to internet activity, purchase history, and general behavior, which punishes citizens for a whole host of minor infractions, including bad driving, smoking on trains, buying too many video games, buying too much junk food, buying too much alcohol, calling a friend who has a low social credit score, having a friend online who has a low social credit score, posting fake news online, visiting unauthorized websites, walking your dog without a leash, or letting your dog bark too much. And how do the authorities punish those who commit these deadly sins? In 2019, Beijing bragged about how it had prevented 2.5 million discredited entities from purchasing plane tickets and 90,000 people from buying high-speed train tickets in the month of July alone.
我现在是已经被限制这个自由的出行了，就是订票了。我们高铁和飞机都不行，我给你演示一下，我们用这个APP来订票。现在是我们。 从重庆到西安，我们来订一张票，订一张过几天的票。
And what does it say?
然后就显示那个出票失败。 说我已经被法院依法限制高消费，限制乘坐 G 字头列车。
That's reserved for members of our Prime Flight program. You got to be a 4.2 or over to qualify.
Oh, I'm a 4.2.
I'm afraid you're actually a 4.183.
The very same kind of restrictions that will be imposed on people in the West who don't have the vaccine passport. Recall that Professor Neil Ferguson wanted the primary
control. Total technocratic control. You got to become aware of it and fight back now or else it's over, folks. So share this video, the truth about the vaccine passports at band.video. We're back to Drew Hernandez in 1 second.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal has begun. My guest this hour is Drew Hernandez. He's an investigative reporter, commentator, and host of Drew Hernandez Live. Drew's appeared on numerous conservative media outlets to break news, including Tucker Carlson Tonight, to provide commentary on BLM and Antifa riots that he's documented and witnessed and has really provided, I know myself, InfoWars. I mean, a lot of the incredible videos that we saw come out of all of the chaos of last year are thanks to Drew Hernandez. So really, the stuff you've done, Drew, is of incalculable importance, actually knowing what's going on the ground there. His website is livesmatterofficial.com. His Twitter is Drew H. Live. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Drew. Oh, hold on, we don't have your audio there. Do we have Drew?
Can you guys hear me?
Okay, all right, we hear you now. Thanks for coming on the
show,
Drew.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited.
Well, absolutely. So I'm very excited to talk to you, because like I said, all of last year, the insanity that we saw, you were so often right in the middle of it, and some of the incredible footage that is really the only way that we can actually understand what's going on there, because we're not getting the truth from the, I don't need to repeat this, right? We're not getting the truth from mainstream media. Nobody on the ground actually with a established or respectable outlet like NBC or CBS is actually going to tell the truth. But we don't need them because we have people like you. You're just a guy with a camera on the ground filming what's happening and giving us that, I don't know, what's the opposite of a bird's eye view? So you're giving us the on the ground, the worm's eye view. I don't want to call you a worm here, but you know, I take the bird's eye view. I'm trying to bring it all in, but you're there on the ground experiencing it. Recently, you're on the border. What are you experiencing being there in the mix that we're missing from up here with the bird's eye view? And what can you maybe not capture on film that you want people to know about what's going on the streets in all of these big events?
Well, I would say in terms of the BLM and the Antifa riots and direct action events that I've covered, I kind of just take it from like a first person's view, just showing the people what exactly is taking place on the ground. Because like you said, the mainstream media is not going to give you what's actually taking place. I mean, I've been on the ground in certain times covering riots where I'm kind of like checking in on what, you know, CNN is saying, or like these left-leaning news organizations are saying, and they will literally say the complete opposite,
right,
of what I am documenting on the ground on Twitter. So that's part of the importance of what I decided to do, because I know that the American people just want to see for themselves what's really taking place, especially in the context of BLM, because BLM has been claiming to be this peaceful organization that is just fighting for the civil rights of black people, fighting against the injustice against black people, fighting against police brutality. But in reality, that's not exactly who they are. They are a neo-communist organization. We all know this. They're trained Marxists according to their own profession. So what I wanted to do was just show just exactly who these people really are on the ground, and they're not peaceful. I mean, you could say some of the activists that are at different protests are somewhat peaceful, but there are a lot of direct action gatherings that they gather where they are. It's the complete opposite. So I felt it was my job, and I felt it was necessary to show the American people the other side of what the mainstream media refuses to cover. So I guess I fell in that position.
Well, it must be an amazing place to be, because I know last year and into this year has been really an I couldn't have imagined our lives a year ago or 2 years ago. It's been so insane, and you're there in the middle of it. I mean, these are historic times right now, and you're actually getting to experience events that are changing the course of world history, and it really can't be overstated how amazing what's going on. Whether it's good or bad, it's amazing, and it's kind of shocking around all of it. What have you seen on the border since you've been going down there recently, since that seems to be one of the big hot spots of major events these days? Border agents taking in over 170,000 people in a single month, 20,000 children in custody now, I guess. We don't really know where they are. They're getting bussed farther into the United States. I mean, this is a shocking event. Again, from a bird's eye view, just the numbers themselves are shocking. But then you add the personal experience on the ground. What dimension does that add to the story that we're trying to tell here?
I would say it's the same thing. The mainstream media, now the White House with the installed puppet president, Joe Biden, Jen Psaki, you have the entire White House administration trying to act like they actually care about the migrants. They're trying to act like they're actually transparent about their administration. Joe Biden will sit in his first presser, which was a nightmare, by the way,
right,
and literally lie through his teeth and tell the American people that the vast majority of the migrants are being turned away. So the point I'm trying to make is, as I've been on the ground in Yuma, Arizona, McAllen, Texas, at the southern border, it is the complete opposite of what these people are saying. The vast majority of migrants are not being turned away. In all reality, they're actually being bussed into the United States to COVID-19 migrant testing facilities. And then they're called NGOs, right, non-governmental organizations, where they will pick them up. It's either like a Catholic charity, or it's just completely not organized.
Right.
And we have no accountability. There's no oversight. They have no way of actually verifying if they're actually families. So it's an entire process. It's very organized. And I think the American people need to understand, you know, I've been saying border crisis, especially like on Twitter and social media. I don't even think I want to tweet that anymore. Because it's not a border crisis. It's a strategically planned, intentional, organized border crisis. Because when you go down there, it is very organized. It's not just all over the place. Yes, there are hundreds of thousands of people pouring over the southern border, but it is by design. People need to understand this. Joe Biden called for this. So at the same time, this is all falling into place. So when you're down there at the southern border and you're listening to the mainstream media and you're hearing Joe Biden say, oh, the vast majority are being turned away, and you're literally standing there on the southern border where hundreds of people are turning themselves into the border patrol because they're sent by cartels, it's an insult to your intellect, literally. Like, whether you're a left-leaning person or a right-leaning person, for the president of the United States to just sit there and lie to your face, it should insult you. Seriously, it's an insult to your intellect and your humanity.
I completely agree. And yeah, everything you're saying is resonating so true with me. And it's something that I guess here on the right, you just sort of get used to it, that they're not just wrong. They're not just incorrect. They don't just fudge things. It's the opposite of reality. It's like, it's almost a blanket statement. Whatever they report, just invert it. It's the exact opposite of what they say. And it's truly mind-boggling, and is one of the reasons why people like you are censored so often, because they need to have control of that narrative. And all of that control they have, all of the manipulation they've engaged in, is shattered when one guy, a brave guy with his cell phone, shows up and actually documents what's really going on. So you're a part of this new class of investigative reporters that is actually going on the ground. You're not a part of some umbrella news organization, because they don't do this anymore. You have to do it. Just quickly, for my own edification, if nothing else, what inspired you to do this? When did you start doing this? And what was the process of getting started?
Well, I mean, I never had any intentions of becoming a reporter or anything of that nature. I just saw the direction the country was going. I saw, and I was, I mean, anybody can identify fake news, right? Mm. And I just got sick of it, man. Like, I'm sick of this stuff. So, I mean, I'm tired of, you know, listening to people complain. I'm tired of listening to podcasts all the time and just, you know, hearing all the issues. And I wanted to offer a solution, something in real time. So when I saw what was coming over the horizon with BLM and what they were about to do, especially after the death of George Floyd, I knew just exactly what was coming. Mm. And when the riot started, I knew it was something that had to be documented accurately. And honestly, I just wanted to go out there and just show people the absolute truth. And I think there's a sense also, Harrison, of there's a sense of myself wanting to know the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like when you hear so much fake news, even from the right, I mean, there's all kinds of fake news in conservative media. That's just the truth. You know, I think people are getting to the point where it's just like, I don't want any biased. I'm sick of it. And I just want to know what is going on. Like I could make a decision for myself. I'm old enough. I'm smart enough. I don't have to be babied like the mainstream media, whether left or right, is my mom or dad and has to spoon feed me everything. Like I could see this for myself, and I could determine for myself what is going on here, and I could form my own political or moral beliefs on my own. So there's a sense of getting out there personally, from personal perspective. I want to know what's going on for myself. So it might sound extreme. It's like, dang, bro, you went out there just to find out for yourself? I'm like, yeah, because we're living in an era of fake news, and I'm freaking sick of it. It's gotten to this point.
You know, I think a lot of people feel that way. You know, I have friends who, they didn't even film it. They're just like, no, I just went out because I was sick. Exactly what you just said. I was sick of having it filtered for me, so I just want to see it for myself. Hopefully, you know, what you do can inspire other people. Man, if we had 100 Drew Hernandezes all around the country, you know, fake news wouldn't stand a chance. It'd be amazing. We'll be right back, folks.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, Drew Hernandez is my guest. You can find him on Twitter at DrewHLive. And your new website is actually DrewHLive.com. You do a live show. What can people expect when they go to DrewHLive.com? What sort of things do you cover on your live broadcast?
Yeah, I mean, I do the majority of my show, like, on YouTube. I post on social media, across all social media, especially Gab as well. But I think they could find a pretty amplified views of what I have when I'm covering, obviously when I'm on the ground. But my show is pretty high energy. I like to speak the truth. I cover pop culture. I cover every aspect of the news and just doing my best to tell the truth. Just like I said on the last segment, man, I think people just seriously want to be told the truth, whether left or right. And that's all I'm trying to do right now is just inform people with what's really going on. And obviously I get very passionate on the show. And I do that because that's who I am. A lot of people will be like, oh, you're just so over the top. I'm like, no, man, like if you're sitting here chilling, I'll put it to you this way. My show is like, you know, when you're just sitting in the living room, you're watching some clips from CNN and you're seeing fake news thrown in your face and you're just like yelling at your TV. I'll just leave it at that.
I'm familiar with that. I've been through that a few times here or there. Well, that's fantastic. And, you know, obviously you like so many others are under extreme censorship. You know, whether it's even apparent or not, you know, whether your videos get out or not is very manipulated by Twitter and other things. You know, I think our mutual friend Savannah Hernandez, she got her Twitter deleted, again, from just filming what was going on the street in Washington, D.C. She got deleted. So this is something I think people don't understand about the censorship that's going on right now. It's always couched in some sort of fact-checking justification. It has nothing to do with that, right? You can be telling the absolute truth. You can be just showing a video of what's going on and you'll be deleted and a narrative that is counter to what was caught on video will be amplified. So it has nothing to do with the truth or not the truth, right? Tell us, in your opinion, what do you think is the purpose of all of the censorship going on right now if it's not about actually getting to the truth?
Well, because we know they want to hide the truth and they want to hide the narrative, which is the truth. They want to preserve their own narrative. And I think what's dangerous, speaking of censorship, my last trip to the border actually went to the Donna facility. And I think what people need to understand is censorship is it's jumping off of the internet. You know, historically right. speaking, censorship takes place, obviously, through technology. The Nazis used radio, television. They censored everything. The communists do. North Korea, China. The list goes on, right? But what I think America needs to understand is, yes, we live in the age of a technocracy, but this censorship is going to jump off the internet, and it already is. For example, even the Border Patrol agents are under unofficial gag orders from the White House, from the Biden administration. They're being stopped from communicating with the media or leaking any data for the American people to know the truth. In terms of reporters, in terms of journalists, they're actually being stopped from doing so. Another example is when I was at the Donna facility, I literally went outside. Okay. This is the same facility that Ted Cruz, was being suppressed from filming inside.
Right.
And when I was outside, I was on public property. I wasn't there to troll. I wasn't there to cause any drama. I wasn't there for anything like that. I was simply on public property outside of the Donna facility where they're housing hundreds, hundreds of migrants, thousands of migrants, where there's reports of some of the migrant children being raped inside of there in horrific conditions. I was outside just simply trying to film a report on public property, and these woke Wookiees, this guy's wearing a freaking double mask, all the security guard team comes out and tells us that we cannot film and we have to go across the street and we have to get a media inquiry in order to film. And I'm like, bro, we're on public property. I don't need a media inquiry from you to exercise my First Amendment right of the freedom of the press outside to film a report. So here's the thing. Think about this. They're so paranoid with the truth coming out. It's one thing when Ted Cruz, right, is inside filming and exposing them, but now we can't even stand outside of the facility, Harrison, on public property and film a report without them freaking out with their paranoia trying to stop us. What I want people to understand is the censorship you see on the internet is well and ready to come here in the real world in the United States of America, and it's going to come through the useful idiots and lemmings like these security guards. They have no idea what's going on. They don't even know that they're authoritarian. They're just following orders because they're mindless and they think they're actually doing the right thing.
Right. And you can see the way that censorship is applied online is and you can identify the tactics that they use or the justifications that they use. And it's going to work the same way in the real world as well. Right. Just like I was just mentioning, if it's something that's true, but they don't like, they'll call it hate speech or they'll say it was it's glorifying violence. Right. If you're showing something violent happen, you're somehow glorifying that by letting people know that it's going on. So it doesn't actually matter the label that they put on it to justify the censorship. They'll censor you and put whatever label necessary to, you know, mitigate whatever response may come from that. And we're going to see the same thing happen in the real world where, you know, I'm sure they gave you some excuse. Well, you know, we've got a lot of problems here. So, you know, with the media coming in, you could be an agitator, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. The point is they're trying to hide the truth and whatever justification they need to spout in order to carry out that censorship is whatever, you know, they'll say whatever they have to. So we've seen how
here's the thing. Here's the thing as well, Harrison. Here's another good point to make as well to bring this to light as well. And what I want people to understand is when we're talking about censorship, it's not that these authoritarians are operating based upon law or morality.
Right.
Right. Like they're not enforcing their censorship based upon, oh, you posted hate speech. Oh, you said the wrong thing. Oh, you glorified violence. Oh, no. They're defining what that means. Okay. Right. Their definition of hate speech or glorifying violence or whatever it is, these authoritarians, they redefine terms and words. So for instance, right now, they've defined Trump supporters as domestic terrorists. Right. Okay. Like they were calling for Trump supporters parents to be separated from their families. CNN was on live TV calling for this, for Trump supporters to be re-educated and thrown into camps to be re-educated. So what these people do is they redefine terms to fit their narrative. So I think a lot of people need to understand, well, I'm not saying the wrong thing. I'm not saying any hate speech or I'm not doing anything. It doesn't matter.
Whatever they say goes.
Whatever they define is hate speech or whatever they define is illegal. If you're just a Trump supporter, we're heading into the days where whatever they define is going to become illegal, literally.
Yeah, and the crew is just pulling up some statements from like Ilhan Omar, where it's like, you know, the Trump's wall is racist and bigoted. Leftists suggest re-education camps and firing squads, banning talk radio to deprogram 75 million Trump supporters. And this is what they say in public. And then you have great operations like Project Veritas catching them saying even more extreme stuff when they don't think anybody's listening. So this is happening just at an exponential rate. And there's really nobody trying to slow it down except for a few of us over here on the alternative media that are just saying, can please the rest of America recognize the insanity that they're forcing us into and do something to stop it? I don't see anything stopping anytime soon. I'm going to talk to you about what you just mentioned, the Trump supporters being considered domestic terrorists in the next segment. But what do you find? Do you find people on the ground that you talk to have any idea what's going on, or are they as blind as mainstream media wants them to be?
Well, I mean, we talked to a couple families when I was down at the southern border in Texas a few days ago. I was actually in a community, a gated community, literally right on the Rio Grande River, literally right on the other side of the border. The whole community is living under fear. They were saying that the cartels have literally taken over the community. They're using it as a drop zone and a pickup zone for the migrants that are sent over from Mexico, to the point where the cartels, whenever they change their passcode for the gated community, the cartels, this is what she told me, the cartels are figuring it out, literally, within hours. So the whole community is living in fear, and this should not be taking place in the United States of America, and the Biden administration is just allowing it, and it's sad.
They're not just allowing it, they're perpetuating it, I believe. We'll be right back.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
It's hard to believe that we're already into the middle of April, and our borders collapsing, and world governments being announced, and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia, but told China they can take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists, and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Refusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together. But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which the 360 wins. So at this critical time in history with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need, and they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, my guest is Drew Hernandez. His Twitter is Drew H Live, and his website is drewhlive.com, where you can see him give his take on the day's news during his live broadcast. Drew, I want to ask you about your interpretation of this, of what's going on. I'm almost feeling sick to my stomach having read this and what I'm about to present to you, and I want to get your opinion on it. It's a story from Politico.com. It says, Capitol riot defendant alleges beaten by jail guards. So essentially, these Capitol riot defendants who have not been convicted of a crime, and many of them simply got wrapped up in a largely 99% peaceful protest. One of these guys, you know, committed the heinous crime of putting his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. That's the most extreme, you know, claim made here. They've been held for weeks with no human contact for 23 hours a day. So they're kept in a cell by themselves, no human contact for 23 hours a day. They say they're scared for their lives, not from each other, but from correctional officers. In one direct plea to the judge, Sandlin, one of these accused, says another Capitol riot defendant, Ryan Samsel, was severely beaten by correctional officers, is now blind in one eye, and has a skull fracture and a detached retina as a result of his beatings. Sandlin also said that the guards tackled to the ground one high-profile prisoner, who's the guy I mentioned before, Richard Barnett. He was photographed with his boot on a desk in Nancy Pelosi's office. Sandlin said one of the guards declared, quote, "I hate all white people and your honky religion." So just being absolutely brutalized. They say the defense attorneys for these people confirm these claims, and they say there's a pattern of abuse and targeting of defendants who are being held pursuant to what happened on January 6th. They say it's targeted, it's ruthless, it's nonstop. The lawyer for Samsel says that his client complained last month after about a slow delivery of toilet paper to his cell, and in response to that, he was zip-tied, moved to a cell outside the view of surveillance cameras, and brutally beaten by guards. He had two black eyes for up to 2 weeks later, all of the skin ripped off for both of his wrists because of the zip ties that were on there. Other inmates say his face looked like a tomato that had been stomped on after this beating went on. So just absolute brutality, absolute torture going on for guys that are literally, it's like a 60-year-old grandpa that just wandered into the Capitol one day, took like a joke selfie at Nancy Pelosi's desk. That's the height of his crime. They're being, you know, savagely beaten. But that's not the part I want your opinion on. What I want your opinion on is the fact that when Politico posts this on Twitter, beneath that post are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments from regular Americans saying good, saying beat them again, saying they deserve it, saying I guess this is what they get. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time, saying, quote, absolutely no sympathy for the Capitol insurrectionists. Seem they can dish it out, but they can't take it. Mocking them, saying, oh, should we call the whambulance? These are people in prison for 23 hours a day for peacefully protesting, being beaten savagely, fracturing their skulls, blinding them in one eye. And yet you have note after note after note of people saying, too bad, they deserve it. He wasn't beaten enough. I mean, this is time and time again we're seeing this. So what's your response to that, Drew? Because just help me wrap my mind around what would compel people to celebrate this going on to their fellow Americans.
Well, I mean, it makes sense to me. I mean, this is the hive mind mentality, right? I mean, when you have a regime, when you study communism and the public actually buys into it, you have these authoritarian regimes that make examples out of people. You have these authoritarian militaristic regimes and police states that make examples of the people that fall out of line, and they beat the hell out of them. They make them a public shame. And it's in order to send a message to the rest of the people that if you ever fall out of line, this is going to happen to you. Sounds like gulag behavior to me, just the beginnings, right? That's what these radical leftists want. They want to throw Trump supporters. They want to throw conservatives. They want to throw anybody that has a differing opinion into a gulag or a re-education camp. And this kind of stuff, it makes sense to me. Especially if the allegations are true, it makes 100% sense to me, because there are people that have bought into the mainstream media's lie that these people are actually domestic terrorists, that these people are actually terrorist threats in the United States of America. Now, the other point I wanted to make was this. Isn't it interesting that these are the same people, the entire woke mob on the left, all these journalists that have been siding with Black Lives Matter, all 2020 and George Floyd, anti-police, the defund the police narrative, right? The entire woke left, even politicians and the mainstream media and all these journalists, after January 6th happens, they immediately switch and they all become PIs. And they're all working hand in hand with the FBI. The defund the police message goes by the wayside. And all of a sudden, they're working hand in hand with the police, which is the FBI, right? They're literally working hand in hand with law enforcement to get people thrown into prison. When all of a sudden, literally just months before they were defund the police, they want to defund these organizations. They want nothing to do with these organizations. The point I'm trying to make is it's easy to point out the hypocrisy. But we have to answer why. Mm. Why are they doing this? They're doing this because it is a new regime. This is how communist states work. They work based upon hypocrisy. They sear their own consciences by lies. And the reason why they do that is because it's not about truth. It's not about doing the right thing. It's about total control and domination over the masses. And that's exactly what this is. And we're seeing previews to this. That makes total sense to me, because anyone that has any differing opinion or you do the wrong thing, you are going to literally be treated horrifically, especially if you're thrown into a prison 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and you're exactly right, because I see and it's almost like hypocrisy upon hypocrisy. It's like a feedback loop of absurdity, because you have people in here essentially saying, well, the people in there deserve to be beaten because they're the ones who like it when police beat black people in the street. So it's like you don't know who these people are. You're ascribing to them a view that I don't think anybody in America truly believes. Certainly probably not these people who, again, it's like a 60-year-old guy who's just like got his foot up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. But to these people, it's like, well, because they support Trump, they actually hate black people. They love when police beat criminals and kill criminals. I mean, the way that, and so what we're dealing with here is not just about the propaganda on one level. It's about a compounding interest style of propaganda where for 4 years, Trump supporters have been portrayed as the worst possible things. And this is just the cherry on top. And then, of course, yeah, you have people who, you know, will scream and cry about police brutality when it's, you know, committed on, I guess, somebody they like, but when it's somebody they don't like, it's a wonderful thing, and they think there should be more of it.
But at the same time, Harris, beyond. I mean, think about this, right? It's like immediately, right when Joe Biden becomes president, all right, the whole COVID-19 narrative is actually gaining steam, right?
Yeah.
But these are the same people that want to give care to terrorists in Gitmo terrorist camps, right? Like they want, oh, because of COVID, we have to give them care. We have to be humanitarian. But now we have Trump supporters that made some bad decisions possibly, and we're going to see in the cases when they all come out. But I mean, it's the comparison. It's literally America last. And what people need to understand is they're putting foreigners, they're putting terrorists, they're giving them more care. I mean, the whole COVID-19 thing that was happening, right? They were letting pedophiles out onto the streets. Mm-hmm. They were letting rapists out into the streets because, oh, COVID is too scary. We have to be humanitarian. We have to let them out. But a Trump supporter gets thrown in prison and they get the worst care possible. It's just ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. You're seeing these law enforcement agencies like the FBI and the ATF and all these things. They're having their boots licked by the people that think they're anti-establishment. They think they're the resistance, and yet they're supportive of these massive uncontrolled deep state law enforcement arms of the federal government, and they're kissing their boot and they're celebrating them. So, I mean, where does this go? I guess gulags, right? I mean, this is the only place it goes is gulags. I don't see another path.
Yeah, I think it's only going to get worse. And, you know, I've been having this conversation with a lot of people. People are like, well, where does it go from here? Where does it go from here? And I mean, I was telling Owen the other day, man, I think from a biblical perspective, I think God allows us to get to a point of no return where it's just allowed to burn to the ground. I mean, I don't want that. I think America definitely needs to start speaking up and getting involved and actually making some real change, not only in policy, but in their activism as well, especially in the media. But I think at the same time, man, we do have a huge majority of the country, millions of people that buy into this garbage. And honestly, man, it's one thing in theory to read it on paper, but they got to experience the dangers of this.
True.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck.
The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support, InfoWarsStore.com. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. My guest is Drew Hernandez. His website is drewhlive.com. His Twitter is at drewhlive. You know, I've said it before, when I watch your streams or when I watch your clips from Twitter in the middle of these incredible events, whether it's the riots through 2020 or on the border, watching the invasion take place, half the time I'm jealous that I'm not there on the ground experiencing this vital, chaotic moment in world history. And the other half of the time, I'm so happy that I'm safe at home and not have to deal with what you're dealing with. So regardless, what you do is provide an incredibly valuable service and a real inspiration to regular people out there. And it's an inspiration that you do it in and of itself, right? Because humanity adapts to the situation that we're in. While the media is totally controlled and really putting blinders on the American people, technology has allowed us to adapt and allowed people like you to go out and circumvent the control of the narrative. Something that you said in that last segment, I think, is very important. You mentioned the fact that we need to come together. We need to protest this. We need to stand up against what we see going on with the Capitol protesters being abused in prison and all this sort of stuff. Is that what it's going to take? Because right now we have the George Floyd trial and just massive, massive crowds of people waiting, you know, waiting for that starter pistol to go off, right? Waiting for the either guilty or not guilty. Almost doesn't matter. They're going to go crazy and start destroying things. I'm not advocating destroying things, but I mean, when these Capitol protesters start going to trial, do we need to have a big protest there? I mean, what do we need to do, Drew, I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to get politically activated, obviously, right, with our First Amendment right to peacefully protest, which they're trying to take away, and they'll probably call that terrorism at some point. But what I've been encouraging people as well is, I mean, look at my story, man. Yeah. I'm just a normal guy that really has been blessed by God to be able to be put in a position to really communicate with the world and tell the truth. The way that I did it was just get involved in mainstream media in a way where I could actually expose it. Because that's what I wanted to do. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is, I mean, if I could do something like this where I could get involved, I mean, it's very dangerous. It's extremely dangerous. I don't advise people to try and just get into this without any awareness. Because, I mean, covering Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they're extremely organized. You can't just show up to a rally thinking you can document. They know who you are. You have to be undercover. Everything I do is undercover, by the way. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of intel, a lot of sources, a lot of people on the inside. So there's a reason why I'm able to get this kind of footage without them even knowing I'm there. So I wouldn't advise people to try and do what I do without some serious contacts or resources, because you could literally get yourself killed. Mm-hmm. I get all kinds of death threats. I mean, last night someone tweeted me, and they called me, this is what they called me. They called me a Mexican white supremacist Russian asset. That's a new one. But I get death threats all the time. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'm encouraging people. You may not be the next senator. You may not be the next governor. You may not be the next Alex Jones or Drew Hernandez. But I seriously believe we need patriots. We need nationalists. We need people in some general aspects of life. You know, we need lawyers.
Yeah.
We need dentists. We need movie producers. We need people, music producers. We need people invading these lanes of culture, because the other side dominates all of them.
Right.
So that's kind of been part of my message as well. Is like, hey man, you may not be the next big political influencer, but hey man, you might love law. You may love medicine. I mean, we need doctors, especially everything that's been going on with COVID, man. Mm-hmm. They are the majority in all these lanes. So I've been encouraging people, man, find your talents and just infiltrate these movements with your beliefs and begin to speak up. A lot of people are in fear of being canceled, but I mean, that's the least of our worries right now. I mean, at least we're at a point where we're just getting canceled, right? I mean, it's going to get to the point where we're going to start getting killed for our beliefs. And I mean, when persecution comes, persecution has done two things in context of the church, historically speaking. It's increased the numbers in the church, and it's also increased the boldness of the people that are being persecuted as well. So I think that's what we're going to start to see moving forward in the context of the church and just patriotism itself. It's going to increase more people to want to be patriotic, and it's also going to band more people together and unify them.
Yeah, because, you know, they can always cancel you, but if you're not doing something out of fear of being canceled, then they have canceled you, right? You've canceled yourself on their behalf at that point, right? So you can't let them get away with it. If they're going to cancel you, make them fight for it. Put up a fight, you know, do what you can while you can, and take advantage of the incredible technology that we have. Even though so much of it is controlled, even though so much of it is censored, it's still available there for you. And there are still networks of patriots that are constantly making new accounts when their old ones get banned. They'll share your video. Send them to us. Send them to InfoWars. We'll put them on air. Send them to Drew. I'm sure he'll show them on his show. They'll be able to get out there. And so there's almost no excuse. Everybody has a high definition camera or in an audio recording device in their pocket. So even if you aren't really, even if you don't want to be involved publicly, but you are just at a meeting where you're hearing, you know, your boss or your supervisor say insane things, where they're pushing critical race theory, or they're, you know, saying insane stuff, sort of tying all of these things together. I had a friend in medical school And they were talking about the Hippocratic Oath and how you have to give care to everybody. And one of the students who was going to be a doctor very soon actually said, like, but what if I'm asked to take care of one of the capital insurrectionists? Like, I don't think I could do that. So, I mean, we're getting to a societal point where it's like you won't be able to get health care if you're deemed to have wrong think. This is a very serious thing. So he said this on Zoom. You can screen record your computer. You need to be documenting what's going on and getting it out, even if you do it anonymously. It's incredibly valuable. And so I agree, what you do is incredibly dangerous, and you really have to be brave and very careful to carry that out. So maybe that's not for everybody, but if anybody wants to do it, man, you have a camera, in your pocket, you can go out, you can document this, you can spread the word, you can be really an asset to the information war that we're waging.
And I agree. The second thing, Harrison, that persecution does is it also separates the sheep from the goats, right? Historically, that's what it's always done. And I think right now, obviously, in terms of Christianity and the church and patriotism also in the United States, we are really starting to see who is really about this and who's not. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about people that are being willing and bold to speak the truth, regardless of what the cost may be, right? If I come out and I say something that's 100% true and it gets me canceled and it gets me banned, then hey, I mean, I'm speaking the truth, right? And I think what we're starting to see is we're seeing a lot of rhinos. I think after the 2020 election, I think a lot of conservatives have been introduced to what rhinos are in the deep state in the Republican Party, because we saw so many legislators that were unwilling to enforce the laws on the books. So I think what's happening right now, this may sound kind of weird, is good in a sense, because it's filtering the real from the fake. And we need to identify that right now, because we're living in some serious times, and we can't have grifters that are, you know, just making millions of dollars off of branding the American flag or branding 1776. And then immediately when something comes remotely close to 1776, they just shut off everything on social media. You've seen these people. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, so
it's like, and these are the same people that criticize anyone. And so it's like, I think right now we're getting a filter. We're seeing the real from the fake and who's really about America, because we are getting to some serious times right now where I think America's life is on the line. And I think that's a true statement to make.
It most definitely is, but we're not out of the fight yet, right? And I think that's something people need to understand, is that, you know, there's that classic phrase where it's like, you know, if our cause was hopeless, their censorship wouldn't be necessary, right? The fact that they're going so hard, the fact that they're trying so desperately to shut us down, to shut you down, to shut us up, and to dominate the narrative, they recognize that they are not anywhere close to having won. They can project that image that everybody agrees the same thing. 75 million Americans would vehemently disagree, and we need to harness that energy and fight back against it. I've really, really enjoyed our talk today, Drew, and you're going to have to come back. And I always appreciate your appearances. And of course, the videos on the ground are just absolutely invaluable. DrewHLive.com is the website. Twitter at DrewHLive. Anywhere else people can find you, support you, and follow your work?
Yeah, you guys can also follow me on Gab, Drew H. Live, and my show is Monday through Friday on YouTube at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. Every day, you can find me at Drew Hernandez, or just search Drew Hernandez Live on YouTube and you can find me.
Quickly before we end, do you have any predictions as to the Chauvin trial, how it might end up and what the consequences
we're gonna
will
see
be?
We're going to see 2020, the sequel. I'll leave it at that. It's here. It's coming. Ilhan Omar was being interviewed by Jake Tapper on CNN. And, you know, he was asking him, you know, are you guys prepared for a possible not guilty verdict? And her answer was literally the people are on edge concerning those things. And that was a politician's answer in her own region and district. So I think you know what that means.
I think we all know what it means. Yeah, I think I pity the people that live in Minneapolis or have small businesses in the area. Get fire insurance, folks, because it's going down. And, you know, if I was a betting man, I'd put big money on Drew Hernandez being there when it goes down to bring us the truth behind the lies of the mainstream narrative. Thanks so much for coming on, Drew.
Thanks, bro.
All right, that's it for us, folks. Alex Jones starts in 1 minute.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now. I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take vitamin mineral fusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, a little quarter scoop. Fill the whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days, refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.